what's happening in PSP and CBD research. The third PSPA Research Information Session of 2025 took place in November, bringing together leading researchers from Cambridge, Edinburgh, Durham and London. The session offered an overview of the progress being made across multiple areas of PSP and CBD research, highlighting both momentum and collaboration in the field. A familiar face to PSPA, former trustee and research committee member, Professor James Rowe, opened the session with an overview of PSP and CBD. He also gave an update on research he and his team are working on at the University of Cambridge. This opener led nicely into the first talk by Dr. Rob Durkin, a PSPA fellow who has recently moved from Cambridge to Ireland to take up a consultant role alongside continuing his vital research. He updated us on the NORAPS trial, a drug trial of atomoxetine, which is being used to combat the symptoms of apathy and impulsivity in PSP. The team are running data quality checks, and we can hope to see results early this year, which we're looking forward to sharing with you. Up second was Dr. Paul Baxter, who works at the Dementia Research Institute in Edinburgh on how high throughput drug screening works, and how he is using this to dial down and find compounds that may be drugs of interest for future clinical trials. Before a short break, we heard from Professor Dan Smith from Durham University. Alongside PSPA, Professor Smith has been running a project trying to assess the usefulness of prism glasses. The respondents showed less than a third of users of prism glasses agreed or strongly agreed they were helpful, and only 23% continued to use them. He is continuing to work on how we can improve outcomes for users. After a short break, Dr. David Vaughan joined us for a talk focused on CBS. He explained the difference between CBS and CBD, how they're diagnosed in clinic, and went on to speak about his research on characterising the clinical, biomarker and pathological features of CBS. The session was rounded off by Dr. Mauro Malpetti, taking us full circle and back to the University of Cambridge. Dr. Malpetti is using brain scans to study inflammation in people with PSP. These scans, alongside blood tests, are being used to identify where we might be able to target in the brain's immune system to combat this inflammation and slow progression. We look forward to seeing many of you again for our research information sessions in 2026. An editor's note, watch the sessions. You can see all research information sessions on our website.